Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Talking some baseball, our National Baseball Insider Seth Everett joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hello, Seth. How you doing, man?
What's going on, Bill?
We are, we're basking in the glow of being in first place right now. I don't necessarily think that they're playing the greatest of baseball, but last night, and I want to get your opinion on this, last night Craig Counsell said in the eighth inning they had a situation in which he felt that he blew it. He said, look, this is on me. I overthought it. My fault. You know, Votto hits the double. They drive in the tying run. They lose the game in extra innings. He said, this loss is on me. How often, or maybe even more so, the question could be, how refreshing is it to hear a manager say, this is me?
I liked it. I really enjoyed it. But he's also doing it in a position where he is in first place. And he's not, his season is not on the brink. And that also is a positive, because the fact that a manager can say that, and tomorrow, you know, or now today, they can go out, they get a win, now suddenly all is forgiven. And I think that's the beauty of playing every day. I think that if they're, you know, trailing the Cubs by six games and they blow a game like that, I don't think he has the same mindset.
I've heard him in the past. Now, granted, this was last year when they were a really good baseball team, but he has said, look, I was going to make the wrong call. I deferred to the bench coach. He ended up, you know, kind of changing, pinch hitters. It ended up working out. He's given credit where credit's due. This is a guy that demands accountability in a clubhouse, even though at times it seems like they don't really go by that motto. But at times, isn't it for guys in there refreshing to have your guy, the guy that's your leader, kind of take that upon himself?
Well, look, I like Craig Counsell personally, and I think Craig Counsell is a smart guy. I don't give him all the credit that maybe he deserves, because I have the mindset that when younger guys are managers, it is more about the organization and the system than it is just about his instincts. He has a plan every day. Whether that plan, I'm not saying it's dictated to him, but it's definitely a committee. It's not the way it was where, you know, Jim Leland would tell general managers to get out of his office. You know, he doesn't do that. I'm sure David Stearns has a lot of, influence on everything that he does, especially the way he runs a bullpen. And that's not to diminish what Craig Counsell has done. It more diminishes what the role of the manager in 2019 has become. Because you're seeing other managers, and if you've noticed, Bill, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but no managers are getting fired. Everybody thought Dave Martinez was going to get fired in Washington. Everybody thought Mickey Callaway was going to get fired in New York. Neither of them did, because they are managers who are doing everything their front office is telling them, so how can it be his fault?
Correct. And that's... See, that's the rumblings as to why some coaches are no longer here, was that the coaches were there to coach but not really to give input, because the input came from basically up top. And it can become a contentious situation when you've got somebody in a front office role that, yes, is also buying the groceries and putting the talent on the field, but now is also kind of pulling the power away from the manager and away from the coaches who deal with the guys on a daily basis, saying, this is what we want, this is what our numbers tell us, this is where we're trying to get. It the game itself in that aspect has changed so dramatically, and it's taking the coaching and the gut feeling out of many things, and it's basically deferring now to whatever pops up on your computer screen that day.
But I don't think that it applies to the other sports the same way it does in baseball, because in football, you know, there's no coach that doesn't get a vote on the 52nd and 53rd guy on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a general manager goes into a meeting with his head coach and says, in the third quarter, if you're down 10, I want you to throw on three straight downs. Like, that dialogue doesn't happen. In baseball, this is seventh inning with a lead. We're doing X. Baseball has become formulaic. And, you know, I think what's happened, and there was that great USA Today article that I reference all the time by Bob Nightingale last year about in the modern era, salaries of managers have gone down. And so all I'm saying is, and this is not a negative on Craig Counsell, but how is Craig Counsell so smart, but Dave Martinez is dumb? If they're both doing what front offices have put together as systems, that to me is the biggest. That's the difference. So what I don't do is I don't overly praise managers anymore because I don't want to ultimately blame them when I don't think they're the ones to blame.
Speaking of praise and blame and such, a lot of people coming out wanting answers and details. And look, I was listening to the program when you were on the air locally in Milwaukee when they said, oh, by the way, you know, hey, the Angels pitcher, you know, Tyler Skaggs was found dead. And I could hear it hit you. And and reading the details, basically the way I kind of garnered this was he was probably first bus guy. And didn't show up for the first bus. So they sent somebody up to his room. And the second bus was getting ready to leave. They knocked on the door. They're like, Tyler. And then you know how it goes. They opened the door, and there he is. They found him passed away. And he was supposed to start that night. And obviously that game, you know, had been postponed and such. But, you know, everybody wants answers. Everybody wants details. Everybody thinks the worst. The first thing everybody went to was steroids killed him, and it probably burst his heart, and, you know, which is a shame that we think of that way in today's day and age.
Yeah, no. I talked to a guy with the Angels. After I got off the air with those guys that I was on Monday, I reached out to anybody I had friendships with the Angels, and they were shook up. I mean, they had found out that morning. The news got announced maybe 3 hours after they had found out. I didn't hear any of those things. The shaky thing is the family's going to find out an autopsy result. And from what I am told, because there's an investigation, not necessarily a criminal investigation, that autopsy will probably not be public for a good long time. And I think fans will want some kind of closure. The two things that I noticed what kind of a leader Mike Trout is, and I had never noticed that before. That was really refreshing, you know, in an awful situation. And I was very moved by the words from Giancarlo Stanton, who didn't, you know, he knew Tyler Skaggs, but he had been the leader in the Marlins Jose Fernandez situation. And he was, you know, he offered up. He did this really nice thing. He wrote something. I think it was on Instagram or Facebook or one of those things. And he wrote up and he said, "This is what it's going to be like, and this is what you guys are going to go through, and lean on each other as teammates." And I just thought those two comments, the things I saw from Trout and the things I saw from Giancarlo Stanton, really stood out in my mind.
Wanted to switch topics. We got into the discussion with Christian Yelich yesterday, and one of the things that I had said is, you know, look, the guy's back to hitting home runs. And could we dare, sitting at 32, 33, 34, 35 by the time the All-Star break gets here, depending on how many more he hits, could we be suddenly going on Christian Yelich watch to approach, say, Roger Maris's record for a single season?
Oh, boy.
And well, think about that. Yeah. You know, as he sits there with 31, 32 home runs.
Yeah.
And and so I thought, well, can we get into that? And then can we do it without the steroid induced era that was Barry Bonds and everybody else that went along with it, and Sammy Sosa and such? And then people brought up, well, but the ball is juiced. So baseball had in a study done at the beginning of the season when these things are leaving the park at a prolific rate, but strikeouts are also at an all time high. Is the ball indeed juiced? Has somebody said that it is juiced? They've tightened this thing, they've wound it, they've spun it, they've lowered seams. What have we found that out, or is this just a grip it and rip it society now that we're watching a Major League Baseball?
It's more the mechanics. There might be something going on with the baseball. I've had plenty of people who suspect it. I talk to scouts all the time, but nobody's, you know, gone on record and willing to acknowledge that the baseball is different. But, and again, I'm not trying to diminish Christian Yelich, but it's easier to hit home runs now. And so, just like I will diminish the record, see, my take on Bonds and McGwire has always been the records are legitimate, the record holder is what's questioned. And because the ball did go over the fence, however it was aided, it went over the fence. So if Christian Yelich hits 72 home runs this year, he will be the all-time single-season champ. But I can then have my perception and say he's doing it in an era where he's seeing more fastballs, he's seeing more balls that are thrown at 98, 99 miles an hour, and the ball is traveling farther off his bat than it would have if he was a hitter in the 2000s, not even going back to the 90s or the 80s. And so what diminishes a record? You know what I'm saying? So I saw Barry Bonds hit the 70th home run. I was there. I saw Barry Bonds break Hank Aaron's record. I was in the building. And you know what? I don't take any of that back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say it didn't happen. You know, one of the things in college sports that drives me bananas is when teams vacate wins. Like, what happens? Did you not buy a ticket to that game? Did I not see your team score X amount of points? Like, vacated wins are the stupidest thing. That's not a punishment.
I agree.
That doesn't punish anybody. So to sit here and say that Roger Maris is the record, that's not the record. The record is 70. And if he can get 70, great. Go get him. Go do it. But the fact of the matter is that you cannot dispute the fact that it is easier to hit a home run than it is now than it was 10 years ago. It's just like when Walker Buehler had the 16 strikeouts, right? Walker Buehler had, I think, 14 strikeouts with three innings to go. If he struck out every batter, he was going to get 20, like Kerry Wood and Roger Clemens. And I said on Twitter right away, I said, well, Roger Clemens' feat was harder because guys made contact back then. To strike out 20 guys back in 1986, and then for Kerry Wood to do it in, 1998, those are remarkable moves. What Walker Buehler did was great, but come on, everybody can strike out 16 these days.
In a day in which nobody cares about strikeouts, I would agree with you. Seth, big plans for the 4th? Are you hanging out in New York watching the festivities, or are you just going to kind of lay low?
Yeah, we're going to hang out. I don't do New York City anymore. Can I complain about the 4th for 1 second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Six teams are not playing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that, yeah.
National pastime.
Yeah.
Don't call yourself America's national pastime if you can't put 15 games. They should all be day games or twi-night games so that you have fireworks after. But to think that there are six teams that are traveling on those days, that's shameful.
Yep. No, I completely agree with. Seth, always a pleasure, buddy. Enjoy yourself. Stay safe. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, Bill.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. Yeah, good stuff from Seth Everett. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.